The Chancellor of Ivy Tech joins us here on a Thursday morning. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Thawing. 11 feels like zero has never felt warmer.
11 is the new zero. Is that what it is?
Well, it feels like zero, but I keep buying the 11. It's going to be 31 today. That's encouraging. Maybe we can start getting in the right direction of melting. Luckily,
and more sun, more sunshine.
Reflecting off all of that white snow feels like it's even brighter.
That's right.
Now, you didn't have to worry about anything on Monday because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. You opened your doors on Tuesday and found all the fun from Monday waiting right there in your parking lot. Tell me how you got everything open and raring to go for semester number two.
Right, great. So our spring semester did start on Tuesday. We have, as a college, have elected to change our semester start, our spring semester start, to the Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday. So we've been doing that for a couple of years, and we're going to continue doing that through the next 3 to 5 years. So we just find it's a better for our students to get them prepared and get them ready for day one. And
is that a local
start?
Is that a local control issue, or do you have to?
No, that's a statewide. Okay. It's a statewide start. So we do like to do those things kind of together. Now, sometimes our spring breaks will be different because, you know, we like to work with MCCSC and, of course, Indiana University and other areas of the state, you know, have other four-year schools in their backyard and their school corporations. So sometimes it's different. This year will be the same statewide, but the start date and the end date traditionally have always been a statewide decision. So, but we all chime in on that. So we started on Tuesday. Things were rocking. We had lots of snow, but we also had a lot of people in the parking lots and lots of fun welcome week activities and to get our students ready for the semester. So it's been a fun week. It's been fast.
Talk about that, Chancellor Vaughn, because Tuesday you had pancakes, and then you got other things throughout the week. What do you do to welcome new students and back and old students? Let them know we still love you.
That's right. Well, it's all the kudos go to the staff in the Office of Student Life, led by both Sam DeWeese and Beth Warner. They just do a fantastic job. And, you know, we do. We want students to feel welcome, to feel welcome back if they're returning, if they're new, to feel like the Ivy Tech is a place that they belong, that they've made the right decision to come to Ivy Tech. And so we get them excited about the semester. Plus, we like to say, you know, good luck and let's go. We're doing this together. So in the morning, every morning this week, we've been serving coffee at the front entrance to the campus. So that's always fun. On Tuesday, we had the pancake breakfast.
Right.
So that, too, was in the very front of the building. So students are arriving and trying to figure out, you know, what do I need to do? Where do I need to go? They were welcomed with, you know, hey, free food, free pancakes, sausage, juice,
yeah,
coffee. And they all received academic planners, those that were the new students. So that was cool. You know, and another really great thing that was kind of interesting also on Tuesday in our commons, we asked students to stop by and help us put together some donations for dog toys. Actually, they were creating dog toys for the Bloomington Animal Care Center. And so we were just showing our students, you know, we want you to get involved. And this is a real quick way. It didn't take a long time for somebody to make what we called the pup cakes, which we were giving to the animal care center. And we were also at the same time showing our students how, you know, we want to get them involved and to get them to sign up for other service days throughout the semester. And it was a huge hit. And again, the staff and the student life area have to be commended for such a great event. It was awesome.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Chancellor Vaughn, one of the things that people may not realize is Ivy Tech Bloomington has an international student population.
We do. We have quite a robust group of international students. You know, a lot of students will find us because they're looking at IU and they want something maybe a little bit smaller, or maybe they have a family member or a friend that is going to IU, and so you know, they may be wanting to follow that friend or family member. So this semester we have 110 what we call traditional full-time international students from 26 different countries, and we are educating students from literally around the world. We have students from Bahrain to Venezuela, and then from South Africa to China. This year, for the first time, which I really can't believe, we have a student representing Mexico. I would have thought we would have had a lot of different students over the time through Mexico, but we have our first newly represented student from Mexico. And Ben Grimwood is our advisor for that group, and he's in charge of those international students. In fact, he leads the state in helping other advisors in the international student area to guide those students. And so he's kind of he's the go-to person across the state to get a lot of answers, questions answered for staff, you know, when there's a lot of paperwork, as you know, with the international students. And he does a great job, and they're really integrated into the campus life, and it's awesome to have them on our campus.
Why is Ivy Tech such a hotbed for international students? What's the connection that's made there, Jenny?
Well, I'll go back to the fact that a lot of international students who want to go to Indiana University or have family members. It's the same with my friends in Lafayette. Ivy Tech Lafayette has lots of international students for the same reason. Lots of students from, you know, foreign countries. You know, I'll look at Neville, my husband. I mean, he's from Northern Ireland. You know, he was in San Francisco taking classes. You know, lots of people want to, come to a different country to learn. Either a new skill or just have the experience in a new culture and a new world. And so who wouldn't want to be in Bloomington, Indiana? I mean, come on.
Jenny, I think part of it, though, too, is the smaller class size, the ability for you to feel like I'm really getting this and they're really working with me on this.
Right.
The smaller class sizes at Ivy Tech are a huge call. And these students talk to their fellow students who have been here before, and they tell them, hey, smaller class size, you're going to get it a lot faster at Ivy Tech than some of those 200-300 student lecture halls. So
And for somebody whose English is not their first language, having that smaller class size will really help them and, increase their, confidence in a classroom to be able to move on to a bigger school. Most of our students, our international students, do move on. And if they're not moving on to IU, they're moving on somewhere else throughout the country to a four-year school. So we have lots and lots and lots of various success stories from our international students. But for all the reasons that we've just talked about, who wouldn't want to come to Bloomington, Indiana, especially in the winter?
And don't forget, it doesn't cost as much.
I heard that, especially in the winter part. I raise my hand. I'll come back in the spring and the fall when it's absolutely perfect. But this winter time
that's
is.
That's right.
Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Plenty of things happening here in semester number two, Keith.
Jenny, while you were gone, we had a number of Ivy Tech people, Susie Graham, Larry Swafford, those kind of people come on. You got that guy from the Center of Entrepreneurship that comes on and talks about the Cubs.
With all the titles.
Yeah, that's right. Steve something is his name. But anyhow, they did a great job while you're gone. But one of the programs that you've just started at Ivy Tech last semester is a program to make glasses. And there's something going on
what?
Right now.
Huh?
Glasses.
Oh, eyeglasses. Sorry, I can't hear.
Not drinking glasses.
Oh, right.
I love it. Right. So our optometric program, which has been a tremendous success. And so we're trying to raise some funds to create a service learning project for those students in that program for the Bloomington Week of Sight. And we are very close. The project to raise the dollars ends in a couple of weeks in the middle of February. We're about $1,000 short of our goal. And what we're trying to do is, what we will do, is we want to help over 25 families in our community who don't have the resources to get an eye exam. So we'll have an optometrist on site supervising and giving free eye exams, and then our students will take those prescriptions and turn them into glasses so that they're learning how to make those glasses for people in need, and we will be giving them to them for free. So we're just looking to for about another $1,000 to make sure that we can cover the funds that it'll take to do this service learning project for our new program in optometrics.
How can people make a contribution if they'd like to?
The best thing to do, really, there's two ways through a website. It's called impact.ivytech.edu. So impact, so they can impact the lives of these students. Or just call us You know, just call us at our main line at 332-1559, and we'll get you to the right person.
Now, before we let you go, one other thing. Spring break's coming up, and Ivy Tech students do things differently, and like alternate spring break is what you call it. So what's the right. alternate spring break this year?
Well, I wanted to announce for anybody with the kiddos at home, you know, maybe you're not leaving for the spring break period. I think all of us are on spring break the week of March 12th.
Are you saying I'm trapped at home with my children? Is that what you're insinuating
there? If you're home with your children and you don't have any plans, you're not going anywhere, we have a spring break arts camp for kids. So come and check it out. We're going to have lots of fun activities for them. So it'll be the entire week of spring break, and it'll be in the morning. So it'll be from 8 o'clock in the morning until afternoon. And it'll be a great way to get your kids to do something a little bit unique, fun, different, and get to know Ivy Tech and come out to the Waldron for spring break arts camp.
And get them out of your house.
Well, that's it. Out of your hair, out of your house.
I'm just saying.
Hello.
last thing before we let you go. The O'Bannon, who's yes. the guest?
We got Michael Smirkanish is going to be our guest. That'll be on April 26th. Tickets are still available, but they are going very quickly.
They always
so if you
do.
Want to get a ticket, they always do. And so
you should sell tickets when people are walking out the door at the O'Bannon Institute right. for next year's O'Bannon Institute, and you wouldn't have any to sell.
You know what? That's a really good idea.
It's a great
idea.
We're
going to start doing that.
It is.
I love it.
You could buy a decade pass long where you're in for the next 10 years because the O'Bannon is so popular and you get such great
That's right.
speakers. And give me the date on that. It's April, right?
April 26th. It's Thursday. It's a fundraising dinner. And you've seen Michael Smirkanish on CNN and he does a radio show. He's fantastic. So don't miss it. And a lot of people will say, I have time to get the ticket. Come and get a ticket so you can be there, so you can hear a great speaker and have an excellent evening out at Ivy Tech.
And you have to spell his name to get a ticket. That's part of the deal.
Yeah,
all right, Jenny.
Right.
Stay warm. We hope everything melts out there this weekend, and we hope we get some normal weather next week when we talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.